We are under the power of grace. We saw in Romans 8 that we are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, and that governs our life. That's our new reality. And God wants to freely give us all things. Some people have chosen not to receive that freedom. And the Jewish nation as a whole have chosen to reject God's righteousness and follow after their own human righteousness. That is what chapter 9 is about. If we read chapter 9 from the point of view that it actually explains doctrinally things, then we're going to miss the point. It's just showing us that God wants us to choose Him, and therefore we need to make that choice by faith to follow Christ. The Jewish nation have rejected God and have rejected Jesus as Savior. And so here in Romans 9, this verse used to confuse me, but now I understand that the Romans 9 verse 12 to 13 says, "It was said to her," talking about Rebecca, "the older shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Now, this scripture needs to be seen in context, because in Romans 8, 29, it says, "Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son." You see, God foreknew certain people. He didn't choose them to damnation. 1 Timothy 2, 4 clearly says that God wants all men to repent, all to come to the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want anyone to perish. So this is not God saying, "I have made certain people to destruction." No, it's just saying that God, before Esau or Jacob was born, he already knew in his heart that Esau would reject him. And when he says, "Esau have I hated," it actually talks about his prophecy that he has spoken over the nation that would come out of Esau. That nation was called Edom, and Edom was a nation that rejected God. And so God just says, because I knew they would reject me, therefore my promise stands, because I knew this would happen. And that doesn't change anything about God giving us a free will. We still have to choose God. Have you ever said this about somebody? "I knew they would do that." You see, that's the same principle. Just because God knew they would reject him, when they eventually rejected him, he says, "I knew they would do that." And so God's promise in Christ is still your free choice. That is what this chapter is about. It is about showing us that God loves us and cares about us, but we need to make that choice to follow after his righteousness. The end of this chapter explains it very well in Romans 9, verse 31 to 32. It says, "But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness." Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. You see, the stumbling stone of the gospel is faith, righteousness. Don't make it complicated. Simply receive Christ by faith, receive his favor by faith, and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.